Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Baseball Farms Wiffle Ball Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about the tournament, the Basil Mill Farms third annual tournament, and teams, free agents, all this stuff. Also, thank you everybody who came out to the Wiffle Ball Tournament. If you guys physically came, you guys are awesome. It was such a fun tournament. One of the best. Let's get into it. The Portland Phils. Let's start from the start. The first game was about 11:45-ish a.m. on Saturday, Eastern Standard Time, obviously. And the Portland Phils were playing the Roman Rosebuds. The Roman Rosebuds decided to forfeit, and the Portland Phils won. The Japanese Jaguars were playing the Harvard Huskies. The Harvard Huskies quit. The Japanese Jaguars make it to the second round. Let's move on to the Beach League. The Taboo Traditionalists, who didn't show up, they got eliminated, so the Atlantic Aces immediately moved to the second round. And the Old School, sorry for the voice crack, the Old School were playing the Outer Outliers. Holy moly, what a game. The Outer Outliers were leading 3-1 in the third inning, the final inning. Each games are three innings long. And Janelle, I can't remember her last name, and Jared Bisher all come together to clutch up and walk it off 4-3 as they move on to the second round. And now moving on, the Pine League. The Portland Phils versus Japanese Jaguars. There was no offense at all until the second inning when Harrison York delivers myself with a two or with an RBI single, puts the Portland Phils up 2-1 in the second inning. And then myself closes it out to finally get the win. And the Portland Phils, for the third time in a row, make it to the World Series. This is amazing. I am just ecstatic. And, you know, the stream crashed midway through, so we couldn't really do anything about that. Portland Phils make it to the World Series third time in a row. They've been in the World Series each single time. So, let's go to the Beach League. Old School versus Aces. This was a very, very, very crazy game. The Atlantic Aces go up 9-0. The Old School only scores one run in the last inning, and they lose 9-1. The Atlantic Aces move to the World Series for the second time in their history, I should say. But yeah, World Series time. This was a crazy World Series. Obviously, in the World Series, the five players expanded, so the Portland Phils had Harrison York, Harrison Kiss, Henry, Janelle, and Magnolia York, which was soon replaced by Robert York. And the Atlantic Aces had Robert Costello, Sydney, Rob Costello, Oakley and Van. The Atlantic Aces win the first game 12-6. But what happens after that will shock you. And for the first time in three years, the Portland Phils win the World Series due to a forfeit by the Atlantic Aces. And the Portland Phils are finally world champions of Basil Mill Farms Wiffle Ball. This was a crazy year of Wiffle Ball. I'm so excited for 2022. It's going to be a lot better, you know. You got all these players such as, you know, Harrison Kiss, Harrison York, you know, Travis Large. Portland Phils are going to be looking amazing in 2022, and they might win more, like, you know, tournaments and stuff. But Caleb Figler, let's just go through the teams right now. So the Portland Phils will regain Travis Large for 2022. They will keep Harrison Kiss for another year, and Harrison York, obviously being the captain, still is on the team. The Roman Rosebuds, Amelia York, Evan Kiss, and Caleb Figler. Caleb Figler on the team for one more year, so it's Evan Kiss, Ian Portali, Oakley, and Van. Van is now a free agent, so that is not good for the Japanese Jaguars. Van, he's got a lot of talent, and you know, you gotta take advantage of that. But also Sydney will be going on the Japanese Jaguars for 2022. The Harvard Huskies, Stella York, Sean Portali, and Joni Portali. Sean is now a free agent. There's a lot of stuff you have to take into consideration and stuff, you know. You got all these great teams, you know, and all of them just losing players left and right. The Kabatos, obviously the Kabatos are Gino Kabata, Tim Kabata, Maria Kabata, and Miles Kabata. But, you know, I really don't know. Like, do we allow teams, right? Do we allow teams to, you know, like, do we allow teams such as, you know, the Kabatas, do we allow them to be free agents? You know, like, the old school, you know, they're a really good team, right? Made it to the World Series once. Won the one World Series they made it to. But do we allow them to put their free agents on the market, you know? You know, these are all things you have to ask, and but you know, I'll look at it. I'll see. Angelo. So yeah, all right. I'm getting distracted. Sorry. So let's move on to the Beach League. The Taboo Traditionalists will keep their team. All of them have 1 year left. So Logan Elias, Robert, and Gavin, they all have 1 year. Except for Logan, he's the captain, so he keeps the team. Robert York, Robert Costello, and Jared Bisher on the old school. Remember, give us opinion. Should we allow them to be free agents to go on a different team or not? Let me know. Hit me up on my email. It'll be in the description. But yeah. The Outer Outliers, Magnolia York, Robert Costello, and AJ Capaldi. Really good team, I gotta say. But, you know, there's a lot of things you have to take into consideration. You know, AJ, he didn't show up this time, which kind of was upsetting because, you know, he was one of the more sought out players for this tournament. But, you know, Perfect Power, Douglas Schuster, and Jason right now. The free agents as of right now, Van, Sean, and Aiden. Let's move on to the awards. The first award, Cy Young for both leagues. Harrison York wins it for the Pine League. And for the Beach League, it goes to, drumroll please, Jared Bisher. This is crazy. But, you know, he was dominant on the mound. And I never thought I would ever say that. But he was dominating. I mean that with as much emphasis as I can get, because he was absolutely dominant on the mound for the for old school. Sorry, but yeah. Also, if you guys hear any background noise, I'm on vacation right now. I'm in New Hampshire, so I like stuff's going on. Moving on to Silver Slugger, Harrison York for the Pine League. I know y'all are going to say, hey, he gives himself all the awards. That's not true. No, I'm joking. Silver Slugger goes to Harrison Kiss. He was really great. And Silver Slugger for the Pine or the Beach League, Sydney. And I know this is going to sound crazy. Let's move on over to the Hank Aaron Award. Most home runs. And it goes to Sydney in the Pine League. Sydney is the first ever player in Basil Mill Farms Wiffle Ball to win two awards in both leagues in the same tournament. And I mean, like, she's Hall of Fame potential right there. But yeah, Beach League, the home run champion, the Hank Aaron. Sydney, and she is also the first person to win the same award in both leagues as a player in Basil Mill Farms Wiffle Ball history. What? All right, I'm getting carried away. We already did Cy Young, right? Yeah. Gold Glove, Harrison York. The best fielder, Harrison York. Myself, you know, I was making a few good plays that I like to give myself credit for. You know, I made one diving play, made one really good barehanded play to secure us a World Series spot, and all this stuff. You know, I was just playing at the top of my game. I did hit one home run. It was an inside the Parker, but you know, I didn't play as many games as I wanted to. But you know, it is what it is. But MVP for the Beach League, Robert Costello, or sorry, Rob Costello, really good player. He won MVP. He was such a dominant pitcher, and you know, during the World Series, he hit a few home runs. So yeah, that was pretty good. Moving on to MVP, the final award, the most major award there is. Well, actually, let's move on to Rookie of the Year. For the Pine League, it will be Harrison Kiss. He won Rookie of the Year. He was a really, really, really good player. He, I mean, I gotta say, dude, you play him winning Rookie of the Year. Yeah, it's not terrible, you know. But he was the best new player. And moving on to the Beach League, it's gonna be Sydney. She won a lot of awards. I mean it. All right, moving on to MVP, the biggest award out there. It is going to be Harrison York in the Pine League. I know y'all are going to be mad at me for doing that. It was really tough to choose a Cy Young. I'm going to be honest. It was between me and Ian Portali. What really set it off was, or what really gave it to me is, you know, Ian's team didn't make it to the World Series. But also, you know, he allowed that one run to let the Portland Phils go to the World Series. So, you know, there's a few things you have to think about. But, yeah, MVP goes to Harrison in the Pine League. And in the Beach League, it goes to... Jared Bischer. You're welcome, guys. You're welcome. All the Jared Bischer fans out there, you're welcome. But, yeah, I know this was a quick episode. I just want to recap everything, let you all know what the teams are looking at right now and how the last tournament went. You guys can go follow us on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all this stuff. You guys can join our Discord server and you guys can go subscribe to us on YouTube and all this stuff. But yeah, anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for all the support and stuff. I'm going to start posting more videos on the Basil Mill Farms Wiffle Ball channel once I get back to New Jersey. But you know, thank you guys all for the support. And yeah, we'll see you in 2022 with the next tournament. Peace.